This is the closing market report. Now let's check the weather forecast with Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to continue to be mostly on the warm side of normal as we go forward through this next couple of weeks. The odds are very high that we're going to experience a continuation of rainy weather in southern parts of the region. The rain that's going to occur across the south is most likely Thursday into Saturday, and during that period of time, we'll see anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches of rain occur across parts of the Ohio River Basin. Right now, the outlook is suggestive that we're going to also see temperatures turning much warmer in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we go through these next few days, with temperatures in the 60s and 70s becoming widespread. The 70-degree temperatures will be in Nebraska, South Dakota, Kansas, maybe western Missouri, and it will likely create an environment that's going to raise soil temperatures across those areas, although I don't think there will be much winter wheat development. The rain that's going to occur in the lower Midwest is also going to extend down into parts of the Tennessee River Basin, the lower Mississippi River Basin, and parts of the southeastern states. The precipitation that occurs in these areas will likely be great enough to cause some pooling of excess moisture, and some local flooding will likely occur. There's a risk that some of the winter wheat crop in those low-lying areas could be smothered and lost, but it shouldn't happen in too many locations. This rainy event that's coming up is expected to be gone by Saturday afternoon, with a lot of the precipitation Saturday expected to be very light and limited to the eastern and lower parts of the Midwest. Almost all of the northern and western Corn Belt will be left dry or mostly dry through a big part of this forecast period, and the temperatures in the northern portions of the region will likely run in the 30s and 40s quite often as we move forward through this next several day period. There will be some potential for temperatures to turn a little bit warmer as we get into next week across some of those areas, but at the same time, with that said, there's going to be a succession of a couple of cool air masses that will drop across the Midwest that should put a limit on the amount of warming that occurs in those northern Midwestern locations. In the lower parts of the Midwest, we'll see a few days where temperatures will get into the lower 60s. Those will occur as we get to the end of this week and into the weekend. But with all the rain and cloudiness that will likely occur in those areas, it'll be very difficult to get much warmer than that, and it'll be very difficult to even get over 60 degrees in some cases. The low temperatures at night are expected to run mostly 20s and 30s across the northern Midwest and probably 30s and 40s across the south. And as I mentioned before, the warmest weather in the western Corn Belt is likely to prevail as we go on into the weekend, but we'll likely see a little bit of a breakdown in some of the heat, and temperatures will probably fall back into the 50s and 60s for highs towards the early part of next week. Down in South America, the weather continues to be quite favorable, with Brazil's summer crop harvest advancing around shower and thunderstorm activity. Most of the precipitation recently has not been as heavy as that of late February, and the field progress has advanced relatively well. As of last report, we saw that the field progress nationwide was actually 1% ahead of the 5-year average, which is a rather amazing feat for as wet as it had been. Mato Grosso is behind in its harvest progress, however, and it looks like the forecast for Brazil is for more rain to fall in center west and center south crop areas as we move forward through this next 5 to 7 days. And Argentina, meanwhile, will see a drier bias, with temperatures likely to be above average. There will be some rain that will fall in southern Argentina, but most of that precipitation is not likely to be great enough to turn around the drying tendency for most of that country. Crop stress is not very likely because it has been so wet in Argentina. Most crops will actually benefit from the drier and warmer bias.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.